Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 28, verses 2 through 4. Proverbs 28, verses 2 through 4. It says, when a land transgresses, it has many rulers. But with a man of understanding and knowledge, its stability will long continue. A poor man who oppresses the poor is a beating rain that leaves no food. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked. But those who keep the law strive against them. We're going to get our challenge from these verses today because these verses actually deal with the results of how people treat each other and how people treat the people underneath them as leadership. Good or bad leadership affects a nation, we can even see here. It says, when a land transgresses, it has many rulers, but with a man of understanding and knowledge, its stability will long continue. Folks, let me just tell you, God knows what's best for us. And all along, he's been saying that from the leadership on down, that we should be walking in obedience to his law, obedience to his commands, not to see whether or not we'll obey, but because everything that he does is best. That's why David wrote in Psalm 119 that many times over, I delight in your law, I delight in your precepts. The ways of the Lord are best, they're good. Now, unfortunately, we hear the word law or statutes or precepts, and we struggle with that because we think that they're constricting and restricting, and we want to be in charge. We still got that same curse of the flesh that's still in us, even though we've been born again, where we want to be in charge. We want to choose right and wrong, good and evil, and we don't like the fact that someone else will tell us how to live. But when we understand that God's ways are best and we walk in obedience to that, we then actually will be blessed. But when we walk against the law, when we disobey it, when we don't really do what it says, well, the scripture here says we praise the wicked. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who strive or keep the law strive against them. So what I want to do today is I want to say that if we trust and obey God's word, we will treat each other well. When we ignore God's word, like I said, you're going to praise the wicked and say that what they're doing is best. I want to take you to Galatians chapter 5. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 26, we see a wonderful teaching here on the difference between those who are walking according to God's word and those who aren't. Those who are walking according to the flesh, what man wants and how man lives, versus those who walk according to the Spirit, under the control of God. Now, again, keep in mind, I've been a pastor for a long, long time. I've been preaching for 33 years. I pastored churches for over 20 years. I now, for the last 12 years on top of that, have been traveling the country and speaking to churches around the country. And folks, let me just tell you, as I read to you this section, let me just ask you to let the Spirit speak to you. When you picture your church, especially business meetings, because that'll show what's really going on. We know how to put on a good face on Sunday morning. But church business meeting, listen to what happens here. It says, the works of the flesh are evident. There's sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. You see the big difference between those who are obeying the law of God and those who aren't? The ones who are walking according to the flesh and what man thinks is best, doing what's right in his own eyes, there's going to be dissension, rivalry, envy, strife, jealousy, fits of rage. Oh, but for those who obey the law, who strive against the wicked, those are the ones who are evidenced, their lives are evidenced by love and joy and peace and patience and gentleness and kindness, self-control. You know, you say, well, Jim, I'm not a leader. I'm not a ruler of a nation. That's okay. Let it start with you in your house. Daily, get up and renew your mind. Lay your body on the altar. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says where to do. And not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. And line yourself up with the word of God and let his word work through you as you obey it and his Spirit take control. Oh, your nation and your home will be blessed. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.